Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Pat Kreitlow in for Maggie today, and you are live from Chippewa Falls, where I normally host Up North News Radio weekday mornings from 6 to 8 across many of these civic media stations. Although next week, a little bit of a change will be coming with a lineup change where we will expand our show a bit from 6 to 8 to 6 to 9 a.m. and add a couple of more markets as well. More folks in Wisconsin will get to hear Up North News Radio. And then there are various changes a-coming for some of your other favorite personalities on civic media. And I don't want to steal any of their thunder, but I know a couple of hosts have mentioned changes that are coming. Others have not. So I'll let Maggie talk about what's happening with the Maggie Dawn Show real soon. It's very exciting news, and I'm sure she's looking forward to talking all about it, hopefully as soon as tomorrow. I mentioned 414 day. I don't know if you're ready for 415 day, but tomorrow is tax day across the country. And it's something where, one of our civic media friends here early this morning, who is just having the worst time trying to get everything lined up in time. When you either change a job or change a bracket or something, suddenly there's a new form to fill out. There's some new ways to do some math and see if you're going to have to pay in or if you're going to get a refund. And this particular person decided to file an extension. And it is super easy to do that. And that's the whole reason I bring this up, is to say, look, if you don't think you're going to be ready, don't gamble on the fact that they won't know that you didn't file your taxes right away. File for the extension. It's practically always granted. What they do, though, is you do have to make a payment with it, usually like the amount that you estimate that you're going to have to pay in taxes if you're going to have to pay in. So look into it. But don't just skip it tomorrow if your taxes aren't ready. Look into getting the extension and getting that done so that you stay above the law, shall we say. I was talking this morning about a couple of different sports events that I thought I would share here as well. We now know the regular season is over for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they head into the postseason coming up Saturday or Sunday against the Indiana Pacers. First is that whole play-in tournament where, you know, the 7 seed and the 8 seed have the potential to be knocked out of the playoffs by the 9 seed or the 10 seed, which is weird, but that's how the NBA wants to run their show. The Brewers, meanwhile, are back home. They split a West road trip, 3 in Colorado, 3 in Arizona. They took 2 out of 3 in Colorado. They lost 2 out of 3 in Arizona, and they are back home tonight to take on the Detroit Tigers. And the pregame starts at 6:05 on several civic media stations across the state. So head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. I regret to inform you that the Republican Party in Wisconsin is considering another rich business guy to run for high office, whether it's governor or Senate. This time around, it would be governor. I'm seeing from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck put up a story late morning today saying that Bill Berrien, a Whitefish Bay manufacturing businessman and a Navy SEAL veteran, is considering a race for governor next year and has launched a political action committee dedicated to, quote, helping Republicans get back to winning after a series of losses in statewide races. Since Donald Trump was first elected in 2016, Republicans have, as Molly writes here, struggled to win statewide races that did not involve Trump on the ballot. You had a win by the state treasurer, John Lieber is his name. Their Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn, who very narrowly won his race. And then there was Senator Ron Johnson, who, as I mentioned earlier, was able to get tens of millions of dollars in help from people whom he enriched by making sure that a certain tax loophole was put in the Trump bill in 2017 that overhauled taxes and blew a massive hole in the deficit. So Ron Johnson had the recipe to win. But other than those three races, statewide races for Republicans have not gone well. It really helped make the case for folks who maybe were on the fence about, are these legislative maps, are they gerrymandered, are they rigged? Yeah, they are, because you can't gerrymander an entire state. And we know where this state stands. It is quite often 50-50 in partisan races, and a little bit better than 50-50 when you don't have a party label attached, as we saw with Judge Susan Crawford winning for state Supreme Court. Well, Berrien put out a news release as part of this formation of a committee that says, quote, Wisconsin Republicans have been losing elections for too long, and that ends in 2026. He writes, we are passionate about the growth opportunity for Wisconsin with the manufacturing reindustrialization in the U.S. and President Trump's crackdown on China. We believe boys are boys and girls are girls, and parents should have a say in their child's education. We believe in restoring conservative values and common sense. You will excuse me if I'm getting a little drool on the microphone here, because if that's the kind of campaign that this guy's going to run, and if he turns out to be the nominee of the party, then Bill Berrien better batten down the hatches. Because if you're going to try to make the case, sir, that there's going to be a manufacturing reindustrialization because of Donald Trump's trade wars, got news for you there. Parents already have a say in their child's education. That's a canard that was disproven yet again with Joel Underly's reelection. Common sense does not come into play with massive tax cuts for the rich. And if you're going to do the boys or boys, girls or girls thing, and again, try for wedge issues, I think people are going to be prepared for that kind of an ugliness in your campaign yet again as well. But good luck to you. Good luck with the launch. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Pat Kreitlow, live from Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Radio Network.